brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm trying to regroup here. There's so much news I haven't gotten to yet. I'm going to do it. There is so much we're going to be breaking down. It's all up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, other great sites like DrudgeReport.com. Right now, though, I want to go back to some of your calls, folks that are holding. Then we got Dr. Jerome Corsi popping in for about 30 minutes to break down some big developments on the military purge that's going on, the latest on Benghazi, and more. Tom in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, brother.
I would say one of the biggest things that's happened to us is the conspiracy of the 13th Amendment that disappeared in the Civil War. And then after that, the 14th Amendment of the Holy Roman Empire. Yeah, and also, I have an idea of these illegals coming up here. I don't know if it's really so much about them voting Democrat or them being Catholic. What's your take on that?
A lot of people get obsessed with Protestant, Catholic, and that's why we can't ever get together around liberty and defeat the New World Order, because everybody obsesses over whether you're black or white or Catholic or Christian, Protestant or agnostic. I mean, I just don't get into it. I mean, the Democrats want the illegals here because they'll vote to take the guns. And they will drive down wages. The big corporations want that. That's why the Republicans are for it. So that's why they say that that's their plan. I have seen there's a lot of leftist elements in the Catholic Church in Mexico. That's true. That are anti-gun and stuff. And how could you be anti-gun for the general population down there that's had all their guns taken, being oppressed by the Mexican government? But there are some Catholic countries where they're pro-gun. So I just really, you know, it's an opiate of the masses. To get into it, the Vatican runs it, Israel runs it, the Masons run it. Let me tell you who runs the New World Order, corruption. It's a philosophy. And I'm just trying to sell the philosophy of liberty and the philosophy of family and private property and pro-life. And I'm trying to be a unifier, not a divider. But, I mean, go ahead. I mean, you think it's a plan. I know the Seventh-day Adventists have said that a lot, to open the borders up to turn the U.S. into a Catholic country.
And not necessarily just that. I mean, I know the 14th Amendment is the Holy Roman 14th Amendment. And what did happen to the 13th Amendment of the Civil War? Well, nobody ever talks about it. It just disappeared.
Well, what do you think happened? Go ahead.
I really don't know. I've studied into it somewhat, but
What do you mean the 14th Amendment of the Holy Roman Empire?
I think the 14th Amendment is something set up by the Rome, just the Jesuits.
Well,
that's what a lot of people call it.
Sure, I appreciate your call. You know, one reason I kind of have a jaundiced eye towards all this Jesuit talk is that I've been brought up a Protestant, and I don't really have any Catholics in my family, but I have a lot of friends that are Catholics, and they're really nice people on average, and they're out there doing a lot of good stuff. My issue is I'm always accused of being some type of, you know, Catholic agent or a Vatican assassin. We make that joke. All because there was a black guy named Alex Jones, he's like 65 years old, who is a Catholic. And I got an email like 10 years ago saying, you will expose this Alex and the books you've written as a Catholic, or I'm going to expose you. I sent an email back saying, that's not me. Well, you're going to have me on your show, or I'm going to expose you. Well, that's not how I have people on my show when they call up and say, you're a Catholic. You're going to have me on your show to expose the Catholics. And so I just, you know, the people that attribute Jews running everything say I'm Jewish. Well, I'm not Jewish, folks. And the people that attribute everything to the Catholics say I'm a Catholic, and you know, they Photoshop my head on a Catholic priest. And all this. Just whatever, man. I just don't have time for it. And I mean, we're looking at a scientific globalist rewrite of the genetic code of the planet, a technocracy. That's what we're facing, transhumanism, the end of humanity as we know it. And I just don't have time for Catholic, Jew, Muslim, blah, 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 blah. I just don't have time. I'm here to promote freedom, free market, private property. That's it.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission and Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are joined as we enter into this third hour broadcasting worldwide by Dr. Jerome Corsi, one of the senior writers at WorldNet Daily. And he has a PhD from Harvard in political science, and he's worked with the State Department, you name it. He's a multi-time number one New York Times bestseller, and he's got a lot of inside sources on what's going on. We've been following very closely, and I asked him a few months ago that as soon as he had more information to come on the show, and so he contacted us, dealing with the purge of the military that undoubtedly is happening now and undoubtedly is huge. We've had a lot of top generals like Boykin, former head of special forces, and others go public. And we've seen admirals, four-star admirals go public saying Benghazi was staged as a fake kidnapping, went wrong, and it's all really starting to come out. And now we've got just today, as Corsi joins us, former CIA official accused of misleading lawmakers on Benghazi. That's in Fox News. Another one here on the Weekly Standard, lawmakers, CIA number two, lied to us about Benghazi. Well, yeah, of course they lied. And the question is, what is Obama going to do now? And will the Republicans finally go after the Democrats and damage them? Or are they so wedged at the hip at the highest levels with Boehner and the rest of them that they're above the law? I mean, that's really the question here. So Dr. Korsak joins us with the latest breaking developments on the military purge that's going on. So thank you for coming on, Doctor. Go ahead.
Oh, great pleasure to be with you again, Alex. Thank you.
So much happening. So, A, thanks for coming on. B, you've been studying this from every angle, and WorldNet Daily has the connections to the generals. You've been interviewing them along with Mr. Maloof. What's really going on?
Well, I spoke to General Boykin very recently, and there's no doubt that the Obama administration is purging the military. I mean, the replacement of generals is at an all-time high. I think there were something like 8 generals who were replaced. This generals and flag officers replaced last year. I think there were 4 in the first term of Obama, and the pace is accelerating. The replacements that bother me the most are the ones you mentioned. There's 2 categories that bother me the most. One is these replacements over Benghazi, starting with General Hamm, who, of course, was in charge of the African command. And General Hamm, from the beginning, was critical, saying that we could have gotten reinforcements to Benghazi in time. And then was also replaced General Baker, who headed one of the task forces in Africa and claimed that we could have gotten helicopter relief to the council or to the Benghazi compound.
Of course.
During the surge. And then the next round of replacements and pressure seems to be on any military with traditional values. In other words, expressing positive belief in God or not accepting the LGBT agenda.
And we have the memos. They say if you're an evangelical, a part of the Tea Party, you could be brought up on court-martial.
Yes, right, exactly. I mean, the pressure now is that anyone who holds traditional values, believing in the Constitution, including the First Amendment rights of religion, is suspect as a hater or as a denier of the rights of the LGBT community. It's really turning the Constitution on its head, such that the military is being placed into a bind where profession of Christian beliefs is going to be detrimental to career advancement. And that's fundamental to the reason we have the First Amendment, is that people who are, we should as citizens be able to enjoy, including in the military, constitutional rights, including the freedom to believe and express your
religion. Well, sure. I mean, they're trying to dominate reality, taking the majority of the American people and then just listing us as extremists or terrorists. Right. And then we're all supposed to just sing from their sheet of music. And we can laugh at this, but it's not a laughing matter when they're purging almost the entire nuclear force. I think there's more to it than just the political correctness. They are, I think they're thinking about a long-term coup of the government itself, more of a soft coup. Not that Obama would stay in office. It's just that they're getting all their judges, all their operatives in, so there's a coup of the bureaucracy even more than there already has been.
Well, clearly there's a reduction, a major reduction in the U.S. military capacity to wage war to defend the country. I mean, I don't think we could today launch a 2 operations war as we did under George W. Bush. Certainly not if the wars were in different theaters. I don't see how it's possible. The military has been so reduced in capability. The training has not occurred. We have reduced forces across the board in every one of the major services, fewer airplanes, fewer naval ships, just a reduction in force in general. And the American people are unaware of it. I mean, it's a leveling down of the power of the United States, where whoever follows Obama is going to face a military that reminds me of a pre-World War I military in the United States, just completely incapable of being a major military force in the world. And China, at the same time, is ramping up, expressing, belligerent intent, various controversies with Japan, and our Pacific fleet is again in a diminished position. We've got an old fleet again. We've got a fleet that is going to be vulnerable to modern cruise missile attack. I mean, World War II certainly saw the rise of the carrier replacing the battleship. Well, now you've got a whole new Navy configuration given technology, and we have not developed a navy that's really in the missile technological era, where even Iran can sail two navy ships to our coast, unblocked, unstopped, unhindered, and those ships could be having a preparation for a EMP, electrical pulse EMP attack on the United States, which could put out all nuclear blasts, explode in the high atmosphere, electromagnetic pulse attack that could destroy all radio, television, internet communications, radio communications in the United States. And we're just totally vulnerable to these things, and Russia and China are ramping up at the same time.
I want to shift gears. What do you make of the whole Ukraine situation?
The Ukraine, also, I want to comment on the attempt of the Federal Communications Commission to essentially...
That's where I was going next. In fact, let's talk about that. Judge Napolitano on Fox and Friends called it Radical New Era of Tyranny. Our article's up on InfoWars.com showing that video by Paul Watson. We reported on this last year. People didn't believe us. I know WorldNet Daily did. We reported on it again last week. It wasn't until Drudge picked up our article... and they picked up other articles. They finally had covered it this week. Obama is doing stuff so over the top, people can't even believe it.
Well, and also behind a lot of this is this Podesta and his, center, the progressive center that Podesta has in Washington, D.C., this new firm that has been hired by the FCC to go in and conduct supposedly this study. And this is not an academic study. This is just a way of pressuring.
It's a way to snoop and then create a new fake report to bring in the Fairness Doctrine.
Precisely, or to circumvent the Fairness Doctrine with an even more oppressive anti-First Amendment document. And the FCC is ready to write those rules. This group is called Social Solutions International. It's a firm headed by, it touts being Hispanic, woman-owned. But the firm has, again, strong ties to Podesta and his center, his progressive center in Washington, D.C.
Of course it does.
And these are, again, this is not a unbiased academic study.
And by the way, I'm glad you corrected me. It's much worse than Fairness Doctrine just over broadcast radio TV. They're saying this is going to be print media.
All media. This is an attempt to have a new form of doctrine come in, which is local standards. In other words, if you're not fair to whatever fair means to,
if you don't want to teach 5-year-old boys how to wear dresses, you're not fair. Look at what happened with Feinstein last year. She said the feds want a law where they decide if you're a journalist or not and get protections. I mean, this is a war, and they've said they want it. Do you expect them to actually get away with it?
Well, they're going to try. I mean, the center is, again, you've got to go back to the Center for American Progress, which is Podesta's main platform. And that platform is pushing a lot of this agenda. Podesta is now a White House counselor. Obama's proceeding by administrative order and bureaucratic rule to impose anti-First Amendment, anti-Second Amendment, anti-Fourth Amendment regulations upon the United States that do away with fundamental constitutional values.
You guys are right there in Virginia by D.C. I mean, can you imagine them sending in an Obama Democrat Party Media Matters operative who've already said they want to, quote, infiltrate and sabotage Patriot media? I mean, you cannot let these people in the building.
Well, the same with InfoWars. I mean, they're InfoWars and WND are both on the list to come in and say that we're not doing enough stories that are fair to, in other words, in agreement with the anti-First Amendment agenda of the LGBT community.
Oh, yeah, we are listed, for those that don't know, by the White House-run Media Matters. I mean, they talk about us every day. And, I mean, remember that memo 2 years ago that leaked that they want to, quote, infiltrate our groups?
And quote, same with WND. We're both on a target list of this. And, when they talk about, the structural imbalance of radio or of TV or print broadcasting, what they're saying, or the internet, what they're saying is, we don't run enough stories that are like an Ed Schultz radio show that are waving the flag for the Obama administration, the LGBT agenda, all the, and the left is the intolerant. I keep going back to Jonah Goldberg's book on leftist fascism, and people forget the Nazis were leftists, national socialists. You know, you have the same kind of an idea for a corporate, bureaucratic, government, multinational corporate world that Obama is trying to create, in which there is no First Amendment, there is no Second Amendment or Fourth Amendment, no right to, you know, avoid unreasonable searches and seizures, no right to bear arms, no right to express an opinion which is contrary to the leftist socialist view of how things ought to be done. Otherwise, you're hate speech, or, you know, you're defined as committing a crime for what you believe, what you say, and what you write.
I just skipped this network break because this is so important. Dr. Corsi, let me ask you this question. Obamacare comes in. It's designed to totally bankrupt the country. Ezekiel Emanuel goes on Fox and admits that, validates everything we've said. Death panels, doubling, tripling cost, written by insider crony capitalists that are anti-free market to shut down their competition. The perfect storm of corporate and socialist corruption coming together in a fascist model. And instead, no talk of repealing it. Boehner's up there. The Republican leadership's going along. This really shows, if we can't repeal this, Katie bar the door, this is the green light. Why not start shutting down the alternative media? Why not set up checkpoints on highways? Why not have the NSA spy on everybody? I mean, haven't we reached the point that we either start impeaching or we start reversing, or the precedent's set to go over the edge?
Well, I know that the Tea Party increasingly across the country, and by the way, the Tea Party's always branded as this is the right-wing extremism, as if these people were, you know, the Tea Party were out, you know, bomb-throwing anarchists, which is, you know, these are people who care about the Constitution, largely, you know, older, concerned about their retirement, concerned about the future of America, where our children and grandchildren are left with all this debt. The Tea Party, I think, is beginning to part ways totally, almost going to outright warfare against the Republican Party leadership. The Tea Party is not Republican. It's fundamentally a constitutionalist movement. And it will only agree with the GOP to the extent the GOP supports smaller government, supports reduced taxes.
And that's why we've got the Republican leadership with Obama and the big trade federations pooling money to destroy the Tea Party, because the Tea Party is the only Americana resistance left. And if the people figure that out, it should be the new populist party, take over the Republican Party, and it's game over for these criminals. I mean, if the Republicans would use the cannon fodder they've got of how bad Obamacare is, we could destroy these socialist scum. But they won't do it, Dr. Corsi, and it's so frustrating.
Well, largely, they're in agreement. See, this is the problem. The book I wrote that got very little read, because I'm a political scientist. I did an analysis of, I spent 3 weeks traveling with the Romney campaign as press, traveling press, and I wrote What Went Wrong, you know, which was an analysis of the 2012 presidential election. The problem is, when the Republicans put forward these establishment Me Too Democrat candidates like Romney or McCain, or, you know, now they're supporting, you know, governor here in New Jersey. I mean, these are the whole ideas of these establishment Republicans, which are basically big business, spend money, internationalist, free trade, destroy the dollar, destroy U.S. sovereignty. I mean, John Boehner would go for a amnesty new immigration bill in a heartbeat. And Mitch McConnell will be right there behind him. That's the problem. The GOP leadership is becoming a branch of the Democratic Party that's moving to the left and rapidly doing so.
It is simply mind-boggling and mind-blowing. Well, as a top political scientist who I know has advised Fortune 20 companies, I'm not tooting your horn, people just need to know you know what you're talking about. Obviously, they're running around very scared of the Tea Party. Every time we get a leaked Democrat Party, you know, billionaire meeting, they're worried about it. I have Bilderberg connections. They've been scared of it for 6-7 years. That comes up at the highest global councils. They're scared of the internet. They're scared of, quote, highly motivated individuals, passionate people that are into human empowerment. I mean, these are quotes put out by the Pentagon and groups run by the globalists of who they're scared of. They're scared of free, independent, Renaissance, 1776er, Thomas Jefferson, true liberals like you and myself. I mean, these terms mean nothing now, but we would be called liberals 235 years ago. More guns, more private property, more family, lower taxes, more for us, more freedom, more personal decisions. We're now being labeled the terrorist. We're now being labeled the enemy because we're not just dumb moron collectivist. Where does this battle go then? Because it's so incredible. What does your gut tell you, Dr. Corsi? Where's this going?
Well, the next thing I think is happening is coming down the pike fairly quickly is the complete destruction of the dollar. I mean, the inability to control our debt limit, the fact that we're going to hit $20 billion, $20 trillion with a T in national debt. The debt service on that is going to be enormous. And I continue to warn that the moment we quit buying our own debt through this QE policy, the quantitative easing, where the Federal Reserve, the central bankers, are buying our own debt, we're just printing money, you know, money that is owned by the Federal Reserve, not by the Treasury. We don't own our own money. We're paying interest on this debt that we're creating.
And China is starting to move away from the dollar very quickly.
It's going to collapse. As soon as the, you know, as soon as the new Janet Yellen, head of the Fed, says that it sounds like she's backing off of printing money, at that moment, the stock market collapses. It started to when she took over, but immediately they propped up Janet Yellen, sent her out, made her say, oh, no, no, we're going to keep printing money. We'll keep printing money and buying debt. As soon as that, this is the biggest bubble, I think, ever.
And there's no doubt about it. So how does it go down? What are the different scenarios? And what happens when it goes down?
When it goes down, the push is going to be to move to another global regional currency. The whole idea is to say, I mean, and look, just this past week, you know, President Obama very quietly goes down to Mexico and holds the North American Summit Leaders meeting, which used to be Security and Prosperity Partnership. They're still pushing for free trade. They're still pushing for North American Union. They just, because we got onto it, we criticized it. WND criticized it. InfoWars was on it. We were there reporting. The agenda was backed off publicly, but it never for a second slowed down. The urge to create a comparable to the EU, North American Union, to merge it all together in a transatlantic and trans-Pacific partnership, which again is slowed down because we, you know, have pointed out the destructiveness to U.S. jobs, the loss of sovereignty, and, you know, finally, some of the union groups are actually opposing these international trade groups. Are finally waking up. But the point is, once the currency collapses, and there's no way we're ever, the United States is ever going to pay back this $20 trillion debt. And all Obama can do is continue to generate, you know, more debt, more big government, more control over people's lives, more people dependent on government spending, and eventually the whole thing collapses. But if it, when the majority of the population is dependent on government checks, then the collapse will be so frightening that the population will want to keep it going, even if that means going into a global governance that supersedes U.S. national sovereignty.
Exactly. They'll say, we have the new SDR, $100 trillion in new taxes, as Davos called for, and they'll say, the new system will save you. You'll still have your dollar. It'll just be denominated digitally into this.
You'll have your Obama phone. You'll still have your food stamps. You'll still have your Social Security. Nothing's going to change. It's just you're going to be paid in a new form of currency, and the dollar is going to be retired.
And don't listen to these Tea Party people. In fact, oh, they just bombed something today. We're going to have to start arresting them, and they'll stage false flags and then blame us.
And then by the time the majority of the population continues to be dummied down, where the things being taught in the public schools today are an LGBT agenda, an attitude, a feeling. There's no fundamental math, reading, skills going on today.
Regardless, let's just say you love it. Gay, gay, gay. How are we going to run a country when the TV, everything, the Olympics is nothing but gay, 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 gay? I mean, what does the world think of us? That's like all we do. I want to come back briefly with you because I know you've got to go for about 5 minutes.
Sure.
And talk about geopolitically what's happening with Russia, the Ukraine. Then I'm going to get to your calls, folks. Jeff, and Catherine and Mitch and Robert and Dave. We're going to get to all of you. And this story's up on DrudgeReport.com. Man wearing pro-gun T-shirt thrown out of voting booth. So now, you know, pro-gun images are not allowed anywhere. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Reverse99.com. People who have followed this plan at Reverse99.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Reverse99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Reverse99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Reverse99.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch for free at Reverse99.com. That's Reverse99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to Reverse99.com. Again, that's Reverse99.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing 6 of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
No flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We are going to go to your phone calls, but of course he leaves us here in about 10 minutes. This story is up on DrudgeReport.com. We'll show TV viewers that. They're in the left-hand column. Easy place to find it. It's the top story up on InfoWars.com right now. And the headline is, man wearing pro-gun T-shirt thrown out of voting booth. Election officials ejected a man from a voting booth because he was wearing a Second Amendment T-shirt. Now, there's no law saying you can't do that. Chris Driscoll was prevented from voting at the Walter County Courthouse Tuesday after officials, not servants, claimed he was violating Texas election code, Section 85. 1.036, which states that a person may not electioneer for or against any candidate, measure, or political party within 100 feet of a voting location. This is how it works now, where they're like 501c3. They go get churches to become charities and then say you have no free speech. When a church cannot be regulated by the federal government under the First Amendment because they have no jurisdiction. Should I read the First Amendment back to you? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or the press, or the right to peaceably assemble for redress of grievances. That's what's so frustrating about this, is government has no jurisdiction. So they trick you into a charity and then say, oh, you can't have a Bible at school. Someone might be offended. You can't hand out Christian Christmas cards, or even have a Christmas tree. It's not even Christian, by the way. It's Germanic, but whatever. I like it. It's part of Christmas. Nothing bad about that. You know, cold winter, bring in a tree that smells good. Put candles on it. You know, the light of, you know, the sun. You want to come back in the darkest part of the winter. The point is that this is just so frustrating to see things like this, where they expand and expand and expand. And you see it in shopping malls now, where you wear a pro-gun shirt. They walk up and say, sir, we want you to go. The image of that gun scaring people. Meanwhile, there's all these violent video games, ads on the Super Bowl, but you can't run a Daniel defense about a father's right to defend his family. I did it in the Marines, and I do it now. Never even shows the gun. Banned it. But you can show people killing each other all day long. I heard a gentleman's voice over my shoulder say he can't vote with that shirt on. You'll have to either turn it inside out or you'll have to leave. The officials, not servants, used the election law to throw Driscoll out of the voting booth, even though the search simply stated Second Amendment, 1789, America's original homeland security on the front without any mention of a political candidate or proposition. This is simply an attack on free speech through color of law. That's a good little blurb article. We should probably add some of the other examples of that that are going on. But this is the stuff we see where a child's told in art class, draw an image of your father. You see these in the news, and her dad's a soldier. Draw a picture of dad with an M16. You don't just get kicked out of school. The police come for an image. It's not illegal, but they're doing it by fraud. Dr. Corsi, I'm ranting here. I want to get into Ukraine, but this goes into the whole authoritarianism, in my view, of the labels have been scrambled. Like in 1984, they've reduced the language down so much that these people operate like authoritarians. They call everybody out for being a racist. You know, I'm a deeply racist because I didn't agree with Obamacare. MSNBC said literally those words. Doesn't even have any connection to what's really happening. It's just a political weapon. What do you say about this article?
Well, I agree. I want to talk about the Texas election for a minute. I think it's critical that John Cornyn, who is running for re-election, third term in the Senate, be defeated. Cornyn, the March 4th. I think the voting is going on now in Texas. Before the March 4th primary, Republican primary, there are, I believe, seven candidates running against Cornyn. And first of all, if Cornyn gets less than 50%, there'll be a runoff. Now, Steve Stockman is the candidate who I think is the closest of the ones running. He's very close to the Tea Party. He's a congressman right now in Texas. I think he's got the chance to win. I think, Alex, if you could interview Steve, if you haven't already, Steve is, I think, got the biggest chance to upset Cornyn. And Cornyn is the Republican whip. He's in the Senate. He's part of the GOP establishment. He's for open borders. He's for big deficits. He is not voted against Obamacare. This will be just more of the same establishment Republicanism. And Texas has got to wake up and retire John Cornyn. I'm passionate about this issue because I think it's an opportunity where Texas can make a major statement and tell the establishment Republican GOP that we're tired of them, that we're not Republicans, we're basically constitutionalists, and John Cornyn doesn't fit in the GOP party if the GOP party wants the vote of constitutionalists and libertarians.
Well, look at how David Dewhurst, lieutenant governor, got shot down running for Senate against Cruz. And Cruz isn't perfect, but he's light years better than
The same with Stockman. Stockman is a guy that everybody needs to take a look at because he is gaining in the polls. And Stockman has a strong ability in a runoff against Cornyn. If Cornyn gets less than 50% in this GOP primary March 4th, I think Stockman will beat a Cornyn and has a chance to be senator, just like the same route Cruz went through. And if you can support this, Alex, if people in your audience in Texas...
No, I've been promoting Stockman, and there's a lot of good candidates there, but he's probably the only one that can beat Cornyn. Cornyn should not get reelected.
Should not. And Alex, on the Ukraine, look, it's not coincidental. The Ukraine is, you know, on fire right now while the Olympics are going on. The Ukraine has wanted to move towards the West. What you're seeing in the Olympics is an NBC-produced television show. It's a studio show. If you notice, all the Olympics look the same, whether it's this one or 4 years ago or 4 years in the future, they're all going to look the same. They're all this political propaganda. Oh, look, all the world gets together. We can all compete together. You don't see in Russia the suppression of rights that was put on to make this show go. The reemergence of, you know, a Russia that is a totalitarian state. You don't see the part of the opening games where all the communist images were displayed before all the different flags marched into the stadium. You know, all the only part is sanitized. You're watching a sanitized television show on the Olympics that is nothing more than, you know, the gladiator games from Rome written large and made available on your television set to keep people entertained. I mean, I don't mean to demean the competition and the competitors. The athletes are doing a good job, but you've got to realize the political aspect of this, and the people in the Ukraine, as well as the people in Russia, have been begging for someone to listen to them in their fight for their own rights. And Obama's turning a deaf ear. Obama will not support Ukraine. He'll support Putin. And he's doing it again with the weakness of the United States and the weakening down of our military might. So we're becoming very rapidly a second-class power in the world, which is a disgrace given the men and women who fought and died to preserve American freedom, and that we around the world are going to turn a blind eye and not even speak up and champion those in Ukraine who want their own rights, want their own government, and want to be free of Russian domination.
Well, Dr. Corsi, I concur with what you're saying. Putin is definitely a former KGB-run kleptocracy. But compared to then some of the things Obama has been doing, we know Soros is in there trying to jump on the back along with Hillary's groups and the Endowment for Democracy and the rest of them to try to NGO this into the EU. I'd like Ukraine to be sovereign and not...
Not part of the EU. Ukraine needs to be its own nation. Again,
That's what I'm saying. What do they do then? You don't want to be part of Russia. You don't want to be part of the EU. And then you've got Soros and them trying to foment this rebellion. I mean, whose side do you get on?
Well, the EU needs to be broken up. You and I, InfoWars has been strong in the story as WND has been. The attempt to pressure all these countries in the EU under German central bank control.
Yep.
This whole new world government idea, which, you know, Hitler was the first to proclaim. You've got now Germany heading in the EU, and I've said this repeatedly, with the NSA, listening to every conversation in the world, transatlantic partnership. This is exactly the world Hitler would have loved to have been born into. It's what he aspired. We've created it. And the next thing that's going to happen is the currency is going to be engineered to collapse. When the dollar collapses, the move to push the United States into a North American Union and jam it together with the EU is going to go into superdrive. That's coming. It's coming with every new budget that Obama finally puts forward, another budget that's only going to take the $17.5 trillion debt and put it in overdrive to head towards a $20 trillion national debt that there is no way, plus the contingent liabilities of the federal budget, you know, all the obligations and promises that we made on Social Security, Medicare, Obamacare, you name it, which is probably $100 trillion, you know, 80 to $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities. There is no way any of this can be done. It's a system designed to collapse.
And they're going to collapse it into the true New World Order, global George Soros style. Fascist, Agenda 21 nightmare scenario in their own words. And there's been nobody out there like yourself and myself and a handful of others trying to warn people, and I'm not saying we're heroes, and I wish there were more people doing it. I wish people understood that we really know the program because we've gone and read their publications, and we've watched stuff they wrote in Club of Rome in 1965 come true. I mean, to a great extent, they really end up getting what they want. The good news is, I'd say they're 10 years behind. Brzezinski admits they're behind. And the more they get behind, the harder it's going to get. But still, they have enough leveraged false derivatives and enough fake money to be able to keep moving forward. But they're starting to get deeper in the mud. They're starting. The juggernaut is slowing. The awakening is beginning to happen. And I think time's on our side. That's my final question in 60 seconds. If this was a ball game, team humanity versus team technocracy, predators, what's the score? Are we starting to gain on them? Where are we going?
We're starting to gain on them, but the problem is Obama's going to throw to the dogs his ratings, what he's going to do, whether it's popular or unpopular, whether Obamacare is hated or loved. Obama's going to skip it, and he's going to put it in overdrive. He's going to put all the socialist agenda in overdrive. Even if he defeats Hillary, he doesn't care.
It's a mission.
It's a mission. It's a passion. He was assigned to do a job, and that job was fundamentally deconstruct the United States, to fundamentally turn the country against the Tea Party, to turn the country against the Constitution.
Listen, they're now in the news saying a man and a woman together is offensive to everyone. I mean, this isn't tolerance. We're not even allowed to exist.
It's going to be that, you know, the Bible is offensive, the Christianity is offensive. We're going to have to fight in my lifetime for things that I thought would never be challenged again in America, where our founding fathers, the true liberals, the true founding fathers who understood limited government, we're now in Obama overdrive, Soros overdrive, Podesta overdrive to destroy the United States of America. And we're in the final hours.
By the way, I saw just last weekend the vice president talking, and he was saying, you know, we got to destroy some stuff. We got to get rid of some stuff to rebuild it. And so he said it's going to be rough with Obamacare to a group of Democrats. And he was admitting it just like Ezekiel Emanuel admitted. That of course they're planning to wreck health care. Of course that's the plan.
And it, all the lies, you know, you can keep your doctor, you can, you know, keep your medical, all lies. This whole house of cards, globalism, Soros nonsense is built on a lot of lies. And unfortunately, so much of the population has been dumbing down. I mean, the best thing we could do right now would be have people pull their children out of the public schools, get out before they're indoctrinated with the LGBT agenda and every other agenda, which is not going to prepare our kids for the next generation of foreign competition. You know, we're dealing with countries like China, which are, you know, getting militarized, owning our debt. China will be able to help create their version of this new world order.
We have been maneuvered for destruction, period. Yeah. The Patriots were right, folks. All the new listeners, all the mainstream media people, you better stop laughing because the Titanic's sinking. We've got to reverse this now.
And take seriously what the FCC is trying to do coming into the newsrooms. Take seriously the need to defeat the GOP establishment leadership. Let's get rid of John Cornyn, and Texas can do that.
God bless you. You're absolutely right. Thank you so much, Dr. Jerome Corsi.
Thank you.
Yeah, they are freaking out, folks, over that there are real people running for the Republican Party that are pro-gun, pro-sovereignty, low taxes, and aren't going to pay banker bailouts to George Soros and Warren Buffett. We could save this country, folks. They're scared when the Depression comes in that you're going to have a bunch of Ron Paul clones running around pointing out, see, we told you, see, we told you, see, we told you. They want to just do this in a vacuum, get up there with the Republican leadership and the Democrats, and just take over. And, I mean, I don't want people to be poor. I don't want people to not have any disposable income. I don't want people to be dumbed down and stupid. I mean, look, quite frankly, I'm smart enough in business, and I'm not saying I'm even that great of a guy, but compared to the average person, I can be successful in anything I do. Any job I had, I was successful at it. I could be successful at anything I did. Anything, marketing, sales, art. I've been successful in all those things before I ever did this. And that's why I didn't finish college. I was successful already doing a bunch of other stuff. Access TV was a side deal. when I was like 21, 22 until I got a radio show. Was offered one. Fell in my lap locally. But the general public used to go out, learn a trade, work hard. You don't have a future under this new world order. And I really want prosperity, folks. I do not want to be like Guatemala. Now, before we go any further, I'm going to come back and go to Jeff, Catherine, Mitch, Robert, and Dave. I'm going to go into overdrive to get to all of you. Next segment, I'm going to get to three calls, then two more in overdrive, but I'll get to Jeff and Catherine and Mitch right ahead. Briefly, this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And you go there to find their big specials. They got a lot of the great preparedness items. It's the one place I recommend to prepare myself and my family. Super high-quality storable foods at the most competitive and lowest prices, non-GMO, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, bringing you this hour. And please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com for the hundreds of books, films, T-shirts, ball caps promoting liberty, the Seed Center, the highest quality water filters at the lowest prices. Check the prices. The InfoWars branded dash cams, the very best, the lowest price. Check it. It's as low as Amazon and branded with our stuff on it. I mean, this is really amazing prices. The InfoWarsLife.com, amazing iodine and fluoride shield and Super Male Vitality, 15% off for a limited time. And the Wake Up America coffee, all of it, shopping with the good guys, votes with your dollars to fund us. We're not taxpayer funded like George Soros.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
My husband's the gun guy. I've just never felt comfortable with them. But these days, I know I need protection. And I found it at theultimateknife.com. It fits my hand like a glove. Plus, it's small enough to easily conceal. And the peace of mind it gives me is unbeatable.
The fastest one-handed deployable defense knife is waiting for you at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only at theultimateknife.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Take a look out your window there. There's a scene you might like to catch. The new InfoWars.com. At least one version we might go with some tweaking. Give us your feedback at showtips at InfoWars.com this weekend. and in the comments in the articles. Let us know what you think of the site, whether you think we should go back to the old one or try something new, or whether you like it, what you think we ought to tweak. Most people like it. We're getting positive reviews, but obviously there's some bugs and things we're working out. That's the whole plan. But InfoWars.com, updated. Tell us what you think. A lot of breaking news up there right now. But if you like the old working and design, it's all available right now at PrisonPlanet.com, just different colors than the old blue on white InfoWars. But same site. A little bit different news there every day, though, for whatever reason. Let's go to Jeff in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, sir.
Hey, Alex. Nice
talk to you as well. What's on your mind?
What's bothering me most is this right to privacy. It's a itch that I can't scratch, you know?
No, they've just totally destroyed our privacy illegally and criminally, and it's just out in the open in everybody's face.
I had my nephew was pulled over for speeding, and the state police talked to him through his radio, and they had a conversation on the off-ramp from his car to the police car. And I couldn't believe it because that's an invasion of privacy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about they have systems where the cop was able to, with some test system, hijack his radio and talk to him that way?
Yes.
He wasn't talking to him via a bullhorn?
No, he's talking right through the radio.
Yeah, well, they've got systems that commandeer all the bands, and they've got systems down in the cars that hit a kill switch and kills the car. They're not telling anybody about that. I'd actually read about that once. I didn't know that was being deployed, but God help us, man.
Yeah, and this guest you just had, he ought to have a talk with Nigel Farage about what's going on.
Oh, yeah, no, we cover Nigel Farage, the big EU member of parliament. We've had him on the show many times. He's really fighting them hard. That's what we need, more people to resist. Yeah, all these smart cars, smart homes, smart this, smart that. And so the police can commandeer your iPhone, turn it on without a warrant, watch you. I mean, it's just Katie bar the door. They have it's a total criminal takeover plan, is what I'm telling people. Jeff, you ought to get your nephew to do a YouTube video and talk about that. Guys, look into police takeover, police communicate with people over their radios. Or police talk to slaves, I mean food, I mean quarry, when they pull them over via the radio. Let's look into that and see if we can find something. Thank you, Jeff. Catherine in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I believe, like some of the other callers, that the poisoning of the earth is the biggest crime by the globalists. And several of the things that I've done to counter some of their intrusion into my life is that I've said no to the smart meter.
And good.
The meter man was just here reading the meter.
And yeah, we forced him to let you opt out in Austin. Just say no, 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 no.
Right, and I have that little sign posted, you know, do not remove the replaces with the smart meter, that kind of thing. But what happened this morning was the sky was I'm down here on the Gulf Coast, and what happened this morning was the sky was perfectly blue and clear, and then by the time I went out to buy the newspaper, I could see that the chemtrails had gone through. Okay, that's one of the things. I mentioned that while several people were in the store, but no one commented. Yesterday, I sent out money to the Ted Cruz for the Senate. I've bought several Rosa Quarry books and handed those out behind the green mask.
Well, you're doing great. God bless you. I'm out of time. Everybody does a little bit. We'll educate, and we will bring down the globalists. Overdrive coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Corporation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.